Blog Talk Radio.
What's in the news, family? Tonight, let's share some beneficial words. In a few minutes, we'll be right back. Our roots began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination, freedom, and sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversations about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path to making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this global machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join tonight's conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you prefer to listen on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. Click on the Dare to Win button. Then click on Listen Live. You will then be on the Blog Talk Radio site. If you want to get reminders from Blog Talk Radio for upcoming Dare to Win programs, please click on the follow button. I'm Sister Q, and joining me tonight for this evening's conversation is Brother Thurman, who, like me, is a member of Hulu. Peace, Brother Thurman. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm in good. In good spirits because I'm in good company with the family.
And we're in good spirits because you are here with us. So
thank you,
to begin tonight's program, Brother Thurman, what's the news? What would you like to share with us?
Yeah, and I just want to reemphasize that every Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, Us Lifting Us Thursday night call on Blog Talk, that we do What's in the News, family, and urge sisters and brothers to call in and give 3 to 5 minutes each caller to give us some good and beneficial words. And then also just keep in mind that anyone that has a vital topic that's related to our economic and overall liberation, that we can schedule a time that you can come on for the pretty much the full hour. But tonight we want to give, just depending on how many people call in and contribute, that you can give us some beneficial words. Not a night, it's not even a call to just be just some chit-chat about, you know, some rap music or whatever. You know, it's really about something that's beneficial to help us to have a higher level of clarity about life and to go forth and to bring forth knowledge, whether it's 10,000 years ago or something today or something that's blowing in the wind for tomorrow, because it's unlimited in terms of our great accomplishments in the past, being the original people, and it's also unlimited of what we can accomplish going forward. And we've got sisters and brothers around the world that currently are doing some major beneficial work that's necessary. One of the callers tonight is doing something to feed people, which is absolutely necessary for our survival. And that reminds me, in terms of something in the news, it's on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page. Today is Thursday. It was Tuesday. But it shows a mother and her three children of various ages. One of them's in the infant. She's got in her arms, but she's got a big sign, and they're standing on some land. And the sign says, in so many words, that they have acquired or taken possession of 20 plus acres of land. 27
acres. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we need that. We need more of us doing that. And and being proud of it, because then we can use it to feed ourselves, secure ourselves, and overall to free ourselves.
Absolutely. We have a caller on the line, so let's start getting the news.
Good.
Okay, caller with the last 4 digits, 7578, please. State your name, where you're calling from, and then ask your question or make your comment. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, what was the number again?
7578. Is that you? The last 4 digits?
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Sekou Shabaka. I am a 82-year-old retiree, soon to be 83 next month. 3 years ago, I founded the Shrine of the Black Madonna Sanctuary Incorporated in Goochland County. And we were doing the work of the sanctuary before it was formed. But we have several programs the audience may be interested in. We, in partnership with another nonprofit, we feed two families a week with groceries that last for 4 2 weeks. And we also have a grocery program. We have three garden sites, one half acre, one a quarter of an acre, and then seven raised beds. The seven raised beds, first come, first serve. Any family can take that bed free of charge and grow fresh vegetables from April, May, all the way down to November. We also have a hardship lending program where we have interest-free loans up to $999, $50 processing fee, payback in 6 months, the $50 is tied into the repayment plan. We also are developing a kids' clothing program for kids 12 and under, and a voucher system where the family can go to the different box stores and get some new, fresh clothes for their children. And also in development is a food and craft co-op system. We also are advocates for young people in the community who are in trouble in school to make sure that the discipline is done correctly and they're not falling into the correctional program. And we, before the pandemic, we put on one play a year during Black History Month to raise funds for organizations. We have done plays like Even the Devil Wept for Emmett Till, Nat Turner, Saving Privates, Truth, Justice, and Righteousness, From the Hippopotamus to the Pig in Return. So we're trying to, in the spirit of Wilmot Blyden, Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, and Malcolm, do a service for our community.
Oh, thank you very much for sharing that. And where in Virginia are you again?
Goochland County. It's about 45, 50 minutes from downtown Richmond. It's a rural county. We only have 23,000 population with 3,900 black citizens.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
And
thank you
very much.
And brother, yes, sister, brother, say cool. Before you go, would you make sure that you leave people an email address, a website, or phone number, whatever contact information you want to know, you want to give so that they can find out more about the good things that you're doing?
Oh, sure. I'll give my email, which is my name. I'll spell it out. SEKOUSHABAKA39@gmail.com.
Okay. KOUSHABAKA39@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, SHABAKA.
Uh-huh.
39@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay. We'll put that in the notes for the program. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
Anybody else have anything they would like to share?
Yes, sister. While other people, we've got somebody.
We got somebody else. Yeah. We'll take this one. Peace. Caller with the last four digits, 3440. Please state your name, where you're calling from, ask your question, or leave your comment. Thank you.
Thank you, brother and sister. I really appreciate this. This is Brother Shabaka from the Miami area, different from the Brother Shabaka that just previously called. But I... in fact, a little further south, I just wanted to share with the family, being organized for April of this year, latter part, is still being organized, is a commemoration, a recommemoration of the 50 years of the organizing of the National Black Political Convention that took place in 1972 in Gary, Indiana. This is going to take place in Newark, New Jersey, and principal organizers, or at least one of the two of the organizers that's responsible is the mayor, Ross Baraka, who is the son of Amiri Baraka of Newark, as well as Chukwe Anta Bumba of Jackson, Mississippi, who was the mayor and took over when his father died, Chukwe Lumumba. So they're organizing it, and if people are interested in getting more information about that, there's an email address that was left which they can use to try to contact more information. And that email address, I think, is the office of Ross Baraco. Anyway, it seems like it's Newark at GOV. Wait a minute. Let me make sure of that. You know, I just found this that came in my email today, which I thought was might be of interest to people. It's jacksonms.gov. Jackson, JACKSONMS .gov. And I think that you'll be able to get some information about that. But if you put the information about the anniversary of the 50th anniversary of the commemoration of the National Black Political Party and put April 2022, some more information should come up. In addition to that, I wanted to share with the family that also their own, in their own kind, that the Hulu real estate venture has launched. It's called Fauna Properties, LLC. And beware, there'll be some lot of information in the next several meetings. More information as we approach the members meeting in March on the opening. And for people that are interested, want to get interested, want to share, if you have properties and things of that sort, if you are a buyer of properties, then you would definitely want to make sure that you are in touch with Fauna. The things that Brother Thurman had talked about in acres of people are building and staying and acquiring acres, these are some of the things that's in the plan of Fauna as it begins to expand. So you definitely want to make sure that you're on top of this. To be on top of this, one way is to make sure that you're in tune each week with Dare to Win. And thank you, Sister and Brother, for giving me the opportunity to share that with the family. And I'll get off and let somebody else bring in their news for the day. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Shabaka. Let's see. I think we got... Okay, we got more hands going up. Give me a minute, people. Caller with the last four digits, 3282. State your name, where you're calling from, and make your comment or ask your question. Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. My name is Monica Esparza. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. And I am calling just with a good word. I'm excited about the real estate program that Yuhu is about to launch. I'm excited about people purchasing property and looking toward land. I am excited about the community that is reclaiming our mounds that are around this country, which are, you know, contribute to our power center, contribute to community building. And I just, you know, wanted to elevate that excitement that is moving our people forward. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Okay, we have someone else. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 0673. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and make your comment or ask your question. Thank you.
Yeah, hotel. Brother Kevalong from Richmond, Virginia. And I see my people on the line. The first brother to call from Goosen, I know him, and Sister Mark, I know her. And the brother Shabaka that spoke a little while ago, he said something I thought very important. He first talked about a political agenda, and then he started talking about economics. So often we talk about economics and we don't talk about politics. We only time talk about politics is governmental politics, far as Republican, Democrats. But we extrapolate what you try to get from politics, you try to get power. That's what you're trying to get. You're trying to get power. And you can't have an economic program and you don't have your political program because they're connected. It's hard to imagine a big corporation not having influence over public policy. But it's also hard to imagine a people who don't have the economic program together as having influence over public policy. And that's what the Montgomery boycott was about. We didn't have an economic program together, but together we had our economic program together, and we was able to change our political situation because we put our money together. So often we talk about economics, but we don't talk about politics. They're interrelated. They're connected, one without the other. You know, if I got an economic program together, that can get my political agenda forward, regardless. When you got these economic programs, you got these pharmaceuticals within a mile radius, they got their program together, and they got lobbyists, and they can get their political agenda across because they got the economic program together. So we talk about economics, let's not talk about economics void of a political agenda. They're all interrelated. Another thing I want to talk about is something Brother Thurman mentioned earlier. I don't know if he read the same article. There was a sister on Facebook who, instead of buying her children toys for Christmas, she bought them land.
Mm-hmm.
And that article brought so much joy to me because I got a cousin, and before he got married, he had $10,000. And he asked his wife-to-be, he said, I got $10,000. You want me to put it on some land? You want me to put it on some property? You want me to put it on a house? Or you want to take that $10,000 and spend it in a wedding ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, put it in the house. And that would be the obvious conclusion. You know what I mean? So like Thurman would tell me a lot of times to draw a line in the paper and put what you know to be true on the left side and put what you believe on the right side. So same thing, like draw a line in the paper, right? You have $10,000.
Uh-huh.
What would you do? Would you buy a house or would you buy a car? You know what I mean?
Right.
These are the things we would think that's common sense, what you would do with the money. But like you said, common sense is not so common. And that's my 2 cents worth. Going to the next call. I appreciate you allowing me to have a little bit of time that I did have.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you for your comment. Okay. So, that's the last caller for now. So I want to share information about the upcoming. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we got somebody else. I think I'm going to take them first, and then I'll share mine. Caller with the last 4 digits, 9326, please state your name, where you're calling from, and ask your question or make your comment. Thank you.
Well, Jeff, this is Sister Beulah Forbes from Hampton, Virginia. And this is my first time. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very
Hello.
Well.
Thank you. I was invited by Brother Thurman, and, you know, I don't have a question yet, but I do want to make a statement. One of my favorite verses is, when spider webs unite, they can tie up a lion. And that's pretty much the concept that I left Thurman in my conversation with. And I guess you would say I'm an energy worker and very deeply a student of consciousness. A lot of times our people don't really communicate well with each other. There are certain things that we need to learn, certain standards we need to set when we're talking about the particular issues that we are concerned with, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a matter of life and death. Brother John Henry Clark says, we are people who don't realize we have war. And we are at war. So I'm about bringing an enhanced consciousness with the certainty that it will change our actions. And
sure.
So I'm looking to do that any and every way by any means necessary.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for allowing me to share, Hotep.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you very much for sharing. Dr. Cambone, Kamal Cambone, he says, we are being warred upon because so many of us don't even recognize that there's a war. So we're just being warred upon, not fighting back, just letting whoever do whatever they want to us. Okay, so I'm going to share the ad for our upcoming conference, which will be, you'll find out in the ad.
Greetings.
Greetings, Brother Auntie. Habaragani, what's the news?
Kuji Chagalia, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm so glad you called. Let me tell you about a very important event happening for ULU members. Did you know that the annual ULU members meeting and convention is coming up soon?
No, I hadn't heard. Tell me more.
Well, as you know, Us Lifting Us is the premier global economic cooperative community for people of African descent.
Mm-hmm.
Collectively, we're building successful business models that give us capacity to gain significant control of the economics of our community.
Yes, I know. And I agree wholeheartedly about this approach to nation building. Tell me more about the annual members meeting and convention.
This year's meeting will be virtual again due to COVID-19, but we're planning a live online event for members to interact with each other, get to know each other, and get to know more about the ULU plan and some important recent initiatives like real estate and cryptocurrency.
Sounds exciting. I want to be there. What do I need to do?
Simply go to usliftingus.com, and that is usliftingus.com, and register there. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for the convention, you can sign up there as well.
That sounds easy enough to do. I'm on it right now.
And all ULU members can do that right now. Show your support for ULU. Register now at
usliftingus.com.
That's usliftingus.com.
So that's our news, usliftingus.com, to sign up for our conference coming up in March. And it's not too late to join ULU so you can attend the conference. Brother Thurman, anything else you want to say right now?
Oh, yes. We certainly want to thank all of the callers because everybody had some beneficial word, and all of the callers have such good information that we certainly are open to having each one of them schedule a time when they could come on for the whole hour to give us much more details about what they're working with that's essential for our community, because, you know, starting right from the start, Brother Sekou talking about growing food and gifting food to people in need and developing the clothing and other things that he's got going on that he just did not get to. And we've got to expand our consciousness about that. And Brother Akil talking about politics and economics being interrelated. And people, we need clarity on that. And Sister Monica talking about the mounds, you know, which are like mounds are similar in being huge like pyramids, and their energy systems, uh-huh. and they're all over the place. And that's among things they didn't teach us in history class. And we certainly could use an hour to talk about that, because there are lots of places across the country that the folks don't even know that there are hills, and they just think it's a hill, but it was before they paved over it or whatever, it was a mound, an energy center, you know, centers, because all over the planet there are places that are centers of energy. And Sister Beulah, they talked about being an energy worker. I'm so glad she talked about that, and that's a subject that we need to be aware of, because energy workers can help us with issues that's going on with could be a variety of things, including poor circulation of energy that's not allowing a arm or knee to work properly or whatever that might be. They might be able to help a person that's just, it could be an infant or an adult that's traumatized or stressed out, and the energy worker could just, through energy work, and of course, no, not talking about the subject of medical people and their pharmacies and their drugs, we're talking about just using energy and manipulating energy. And she would be better to come back and talk about that. And so I'm excited. I'm sure you are, Sister Q, about the people that we've had on the line so
yeah,
far.
Sure. Yes. And also, go ahead.
No, sisters first.
Thank you. I was the sister talking about the energy work. We know that right now the people in government, so to speak, are suggesting that people who will not take the gene therapy should be denied medical attention, all, you know, in general. And so I think it's important that we know there are other kinds of, that there's actually healing that can be done. Because if you go into the allopathic medical system, you'll never be healed. Once you're healed, they lose a customer. So that's not their program. We can actually be healed. And so that takes away a reason for people to be afraid of losing access to the allopathic model of medicine. And it's good that we have our own ways of healing, and it's necessary, I think, that our healers are bigged up so that we know that we can actually be healed rather than having ourselves dragged through the other system. That's what I'm saying about that. What happened?
The spirit took over.
Yes, it did, because I didn't touch anything, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm not showing on the board anything playing. I don't know what happened.
Yes, well, the spirit took over. Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yes. Yes, sister. And I agree with what you're saying. We need the healers, the energy workers, the herbalists, and all of that. And we need to free our minds and not have it, you know, stuck on, frozen, to just even give thought to that there was a time that all we used in our lives, all throughout our lives, on the healing perspective, wellness perspective, was the ones that knew about the plants and medicine, herbs, the ones that knew energy work, the ones that knew about various ways to deal with whatever, broken bones, concussions, and surgery,
through incisions and even energy workers that could do surgery without using any cutting device to penetrate the body. And so as I said, I'd rather stop talking about this. I'd rather have somebody like Sister Butler come on the show to talk about those things. But
yeah,
we would
sure.
be doing ourselves a favor on the you know, to get free as they come through with this misguided stuff about denying you medical care, when really we need to break free of medical care, period. The creator, there's no evidence that no creator by whatever name designed us and put it in the divine plan that we would use some chemical manufactured toxin in our body to either so-called stay well or to get well. This is just, it's totally out of reality with the divine path and with nature's path. And it's, and the sooner we get freed up, that's exactly what we would do when we get freed up. It's just like around the world, there are sisters and brothers that's living right now that have gone forth for decades,
mm-hmm.
not one, decades, no pharmacy, no pharmaceuticals, no surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the masses have spent, that could be of equal age, you know, whether they're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, that have spent decades taking pharmaceuticals, because once they get them to take two and certainly three, they don't never, almost never drop back down to zero unless they die. And and multiple surgeries, but yet the people should say, what? You mean to tell me there are some sisters and brothers out there that have gone decades without none of that? Because they have taken charge and they're dealing with their life through nature and the energies that this planet and the resources scattered across the planet, including the mounds that Sister Monica talked about, and the universal energies that's available for our healing and nourishing, and that includes the sun and the moon and the wind and the air and the breath and so much more. And otherwise,
yeah,
people just
sure.
been so duped. So it's just like in terms of something that I just had on the list of, you know, something to even think about is nursing homes, because I've been involved in caregiving a whole bunch, including today. But is a nursing home a place to get well and go home, or is it a place to wait to die? Well, in my experience, very few people that I've ever known go in a nursing home and get well and come back home and be okay. Most all of them go there and go into a decline, and don't go home well. They leave out on a stretcher, or either leave out taken to hospice, which is, you know, who's kind of got a forecast that 5-6 days or less, sometime more. They're expecting when you came in the door of these hospice facilities that you're going to die.
Exactly.
But yet we have the option through using the energy and the energy workers and the herbs and the nutrition and living a natural lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
not to have to go through none of that. So in
nature,
we got to remind ourselves, how do the oldest of the elephants die? Do they check into a nursing home and get IVs stuck in them? Or do they say to the family, look, you're getting ready to go on your yearly migration to another part of the land, you know, could be 100 miles away in Africa. This time, I have gone for many, many decades with you. I'm 80, 90, 100 years old, but I've made the decision that I'm not going to go anymore, and so I'm going to stand here and watch you all walk on away. And then that elder elephant goes to their burial spot and lays down and makes the transition. And when the family comes back through from that migration trip, they come and they know where the site is, and they come and they sniff around and remember that ancestor. And so we used to have a natural process to make a slow transition out of life in its physical form. And it just more and more. And these, we need to talk about some of anything, everything, some of everything. And that's another talking point, is most of us have been so, we just got deficiencies in our thinking when it comes to what I'm getting ready to say. When you say that we should be able to talk about anything, as a younger brother told me, he said, anything? I said, yes. I said, because if we can't talk about anything or everything, then how do we know what we would think about this or that or whatever if we don't ever talk about it? And he said, well, I don't know about that, talking about it. But if we don't get clarity, then it's either one or the other. We gain clarity like our ancient ancestors, or we stay confused.
Mm-hmm.
And so the world's first multi-genius documented African named Imhotep, that was designated during the high culture period to go to school after he was born out of the womb for 42 plus years. And when he finished that 42 plus years, he had gained 360 plus degrees of knowledge. Was he confused? No, not at all. Not at all. And it goes on and on. So we need to talk about some of anything that comes to our mind, you know, every part of our body from head to toe and all in between. We need to talk about part of our wellness, because if we don't, we could be confused.
Mm-hmm.
And so if brother has limitations, go right ahead, sister.
Well, I was going to say, you said we need to talk about every part. One of the things that happens in the allopathic medical system is that the body is broken up into parts as if and there's no connection between your knee and your neck, say, or your head and your back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you have a backache, so let me deal with your back, even though the backache could be caused by a problem in your foot that causes you to walk in a certain way and it manifests as a pain in your back. But they don't, you know, it's like you go to a specialist who just looks at your back, and your back is totally isolated. It's as if the rest of your body never didn't exist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an important thing for us to recognize, what we call holistic health. So you deal with the whole body, not just one isolated part.
Yes. Good. Another thing that's in the news for now and the future, if they're able to continue to dupe the people, and this is my thought, and this is about robots. And so when it comes to the subject of robots and jobs, robots is not new, but there's just more technologically, you know, so-called advanced robots that's going to lead to ones that actually, you know, actually walk and move around as if they were humanoids, as they call them. But the forecast for robots, from my view of it, is that it's going to do away with more and more jobs. And in in some of the studies and research, and including some video YouTube talks, they mention that robots will lead to loss of jobs and more and inequalities, unfairness in who will be among the few that would still have a job. Mm-hmm. And they did mention that for the foreseeable near future, that there will be highly trained, that there will be some management people and a few highly trained technical people that would still be working in some of these various facilities, businesses with robots. But mm-hmm. when it comes to the people that were doing the label of assembling things and building things, just do away with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said today to one of our sisters or brothers, and I've said it quite a few times, because a few years ago, it came out, there's probably more videos than I know about, but I saw a video, a short video, and it showed someone laying, waking up in the morning in bed, and they picked mm-hmm. up a remote control, and they probably could turn on a TV screen in their bedroom, you know, which is a no-no, and then they could take their remote control and tell the robot to fix them some pancakes. And it showed in the kitchen a robot pouring the batter on a grill that was turned on by the robot, mm-hmm. I guess. And the robot flipped the pancakes, and then I didn't see the rest of it, but supposedly the robot in some kind of way delivered the cooked pancakes to the person that had never gotten out of the bed. Well, I have seen some of our people watch that video, and they start smiling, but smiling in a way to say, oh, isn't that nice? I want that. But they don't realize that when they say they want that, they're actually casting a vote to say, I want to do away with myself and my family and my people. Poets, decades ago, among their powerful musical pieces on albums, the last poets, what I call some authentic rappers, and they had a piece that said, automatic push button, remote control, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul. But it was rhythmic. It was fast. It was automatic push button, remote control, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul. But listen to those words. Automatic push button, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul, driving you nuts. And also setting the tone, which has already been in place for a long, long time anyway, to say, well, we don't need them no more.
Right. Yeah.
And so we've got to come together regular and talk about some of everything and do like the family have done tonight. Everybody in a circle, just give up some good words. And and if we don't save ourselves, we're just doomed, and we'll be like so-called dinosaurs. You know, the world has got some books that are said to be some fossils, but they no longer exist. And we've got the opportunity to sit back and be so-called chilling, which is a bad word. And they could just continue with robots and whatever and write the final script to the Negro problem and just do away with us. Let us vanish. And that's not acceptable. And us lifting us hands, yes, go right ahead, sister.
I was saying that even with the robot situation, if we control that aspect for ourselves, it could be a good thing. But we tend to let everything be controlled outside of ourselves. And so, as you would say, the purpose of the robot would be to replace us. Whereas if we were in control of the situation, perhaps we would have the robot do things, what we would call, you know, like I saw a video of a robot that could lay brick. We don't have bricklayers anymore. We need bricklayers. You know, people trying to build houses now can't build a brick house because they can't find somebody to lay brick. You know, so we need, if you can You could get a robot to do that, but that would be us doing that. So we could control that aspect of building. Understand what I'm saying? I think as long as we control whatever it is and we make it work for us, it's not a bad thing. It's when we are passive and just let things happen the way somebody outside of us who has no good intention for us wants it to go, then I think we'll have problems. But to get a robot to do, you know, just work that is repetitive, that doesn't really necessarily require any thought or and that it's just rote. So then the robot does the rote stuff and you create the beauty. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to write poems, you can write the poem or draw the artwork or do the creative stuff, and the robot does the repetitive stuff that allows you the freedom to do what you want to do. There has to be a balance, and we have to create that. That's my thought on all of that. You know, what they want to create. Don't just let them create it in their way, because their way is to get rid of us. Our way is, no, we're going to be here and we're going to control how it works for us. And speaking of robots, I remember years ago seeing a website. I think it was called The Robots Rebel or something along that nature. And it was story after story of robots who didn't put up with abuse. That's the best way I could describe it. And so people would, there was one instance where a man was working with a robot, and at the end of the day, when the man should have come out of the room, he didn't come out. So they went, opened the door to see what happened, why the man didn't come out. And the man, the man was dead in the room. And the robot was in the corner with his back turned, with his face in the corner. And the robot was shut off. And they couldn't figure out what happened. So they had a camera that was recording what went on in the room, and it turned out that the man had been abusing the robot, talking bad to him and, you know, cursing at him and doing all kind of stuff at the robot, and the robot had enough, and he beat the man or struck him, and the man fell down and whatever, dead. And the robot just wheeled itself into the corner, turned itself off, and just waited. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, this robot got more sense than people, because most people would just let people talk to him, and, you know, I got to keep my job. So robots are, to me, an interesting subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and in the last few minutes, you used that word control. Us lifting us has a phrase that's been on the website for some time, a long time, and it says, we either take control of the economics of our community or forever be at the mercy of others. And everything that, most everything that we've talked about tonight, we can take care of our healing and energy work. We can take care of knowing about the energy centers that's all around the planet and all of, and near us, and we can take control of the politics that's being done for our favor, not for foolishness. And or either we'll be at the mercy of others, and if we don't take control and go back to the land and start growing for ourselves and feeding ourselves and doing like the Brother Shabaka and the Shrine of the Black Madonna in Goochland, Virginia, is doing to feed the people
but also to inspire and motivate the people in the process of what he's doing and talking about clothing the people and also raising up children with a consciousness that will come forth and help Brother Sekou and family in the Shrine of the Black Madonna to expand what they're doing so that they can help others and just all in the direction of building better and sustainable loving and harmonious. But if we don't take control, whatever the subject if we don't take control in righteous and beneficial ways, then we'll forever be at the mercy of others.
Right. It looks like we have another caller. Let's see if we can get them in before we go.
Okay.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 9326.
That is me, Sister Viewer. Hello?
Oh, okay. All right. So
I've been trying to figure out how to get back in the conversation, so I'm going to have to call Brother Thurman and get a tutorial. But what I wanted to say is this, in terms of energy work, I would ask you to use your imagination, which is powerful, and to consider that there's more to that statement of being made in the image of the Creator. We are also creators.
Mm-hmm.
We are also creators. There is so much power in that. And one of the things that I like to do is to point out to people, even the word imagine, if you pick it apart, it's really saying I'm a genie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
These things are hidden in plain view all over the place. If I'm made in the image of the Creator, what does that say about me? What am I capable of? Yes, mm-hmm. But we need to take time and really explore that. And if we would consider that there was a time when there was no language, see, because Brother didn't just jump out talking. There was a time when there was no language. I think in my mind, we related to one another's energy, and I would love to be a part of moving us back, because this isn't even our language.
Right.
So, yes, I want to be a part of moving us back to being in one another's presence and picking up a universe of information.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Brother Thurman, before we go, will you let people know how they can join ULU?
Yes, I will. And before I do that, I just want to say, as a focus point towards what Sister Beulah was talking about when they didn't use language, if you look into the subject of called silent power or nonverbal communication, our ancient ones, and all of the birds and the trees and things still use it, and we can still use it. We just have to tune into it. Nonverbal communication, it works. We can communicate with each other, whether it's 10 miles away or 10,000 miles away or on Mars. Nonverbal communication is the oldest, the most powerful, most effective, and it doesn't require a specific language, nonverbal communication. And We thank you so much. You can get in touch with us, Lifting Us, by going to the web page, www.usliftingus.com. That's usliftingus.com, where you can take a real good look at what Us Lifting Us and this cooperative economics model is about. And you also have opportunity there to sign up for further information, to get further information by leaving your contact information. And you also have the opportunity to actually join or to sign up to apply for membership.
because you can only apply. You cannot go there and join. You have to apply because there are certain guidelines that you have to fulfill, including being officially verified and vetted that you are Black African, because we need to have movements where it's only us that are there to make the decision. And Us Lifting Us is an organization where all members have a say-so, and all members have a vote, and no one has more than one vote, regardless of age, regardless of how long you've been a member, regardless of any investments that you make beyond membership. And the membership, annual membership fee is $50. And as I said, you have to apply and be vetted and verified and approved to become a member. And beyond going to the website, usliftingus.com, you can also email us at info@usliftingus.com. That's info@usliftingus.com. And family, on my part, it was just beautiful, the information that was shared tonight, and we must do it again. And keep in mind that everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
Thank you for that, Brother Thurman. And we want to thank everyone who joined us this evening and participated in tonight's conversation. You can join us again next Thursday evening at 9 o'clock for Eastern Time for another installment of Dare to Win.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Talk to me, you can't.